are up to Ois Hei. Simen Kuf Chof, Halacha Beis, Ois Hei, V'im Nistapik. Let's make sure. Page Kuf Lamed Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis. The laws of Sirah Soimer. We're up to, we're in the middle of Simon Halacha Beis, and we're up to the She'anim Mitzunim Halacha Ois Hei. Ois Hei. It looks like a Ches. V'im Nistapik. Mishalach, here following Shilas. Interesting Shilas. Mishalach, Baderech, V'in Yudei, Eizes, Sfira Hayoim. You're traveling on the road, you don't know what the Sfira is. Okay, you're traveling to an exotic location. Today it's almost impossible. Yeah, just send an email or call on the phone. But let's say you have a situation where you don't know what today is, what the day is. The any day is a Sfiras Hayom. Yachol Lispar Shnei Sfiras Misafik. You can make a bracha, and you can say, count 2 days. Make it Tanai. If today is the fifth day, I'm counting the fifth day. If today is the sixth day, then Hayom Yom Shisha Yomim Lo Omer. Very interesting situation. The Eni Yodea, like Shabbos. Well, Shabbos, then you have to count 7 days. The Machlokes in the Gemara, and you count 7 days. But there, the halach is you have to observe every single day with all the chumras of Shabbos. The only difference is when you make Kiddush and Havdalah. That's what the Gemara is concluding. If you don't know when Shabbos is, you're on a desert island. Every single day, practically speaking, is Shabbos. You're not allowed to do malacha. Only the bare minimum. Only what you need for the koach nefesh. What you need for the koach nefesh, you can do every single day. The only difference is you count 7 days. On that seventh day, you have a Shabbos to davening. You daven, you make kiddush, and you daven the suchnuch Shabbos. And the other days of the week, you daven the real day. Yeah, but here you do not know. V'im nistabik l'mitzvah b'tachveni yudei eizeh misfiras hayoyim. Yochol lispar shnei sfiras misafik. V'lo yomim do not say dilma sfiras shni yochu amiti. V'lo yoharishana. U'mavsik min bracha l'sfira. Why don't we go say the yomim mavsik? The hefzik between the bracha and the sfira. We don't say that. U'mavsik min bracha l'sfira b'sfiras harishana. Kach kosa b'shut dvar avram l'hagoyin mi kavna. Mikovna, Midaikein Maharani, makes the he learns from the official of the Ran, Ubal Hamar. Shakasu Shay may high timer, ain't on the side from Shnei Sfiras Misafik. Now he's a very kasha. If that's the case, so brilliant kasha, why don't we count every single day Steak of the Oma? Like the second night of Pesach, we should count either it's zero, T minus zero, or today is day one. We should count every single day. So why don't we do that? So the high time in on the same state serious misafik be meshkhol yes we okay my shon always some yamt of shining misafik mishom the loy lazy zuzul be yamt of shosh shvus because we don't want to be mazalzel in yamt of shvus veloy amru so the entry gives is because we don't want come to be mazalzel in shvus when we'll come to day 50 the first day of shvus today's not really shvus today might really be day 49. Today is not really Shavuos.
The question is that it doesn't hold any water. It was the whole idea that you have it by the 15th, so they knew already what day it was in Chutzlar.
They knew not.
And that's how the question is. How come even if you say Minigav is saying
the 15th? They knew, right. Okay, in the Chanam, you're right. Okay.
Today is Shavuos
okay.
Because
all right, I
count 50 days.
It could be, it depends on the different parts of the world, where you were, how far to reach the place you are. I don't know the answer.
Pego,
okay. You're right. I don't know. It's a very good point. Okay, but he, this is what he says. He says this is one of the reasons. They're probably, your reason is probably the primary reason. By 50 days. By 50 days, we probably most of the civilized world knew when it was Yom Tov, but even in a situation where you don't, we don't want to be mezalzel in Shavuos. If we're going to come to the night of Shavuos, and the night of Shavuos, you're going to count, oh, today might be today's 49 days. Terrible zilzel. How could it be? How could tonight be day 49 and it's Yom, you're wearing Yom Tov clothing and you're celebrating Shavuos? It'll be a very great zilzel. This is what he says. So why didn't he say something more simple? There's another reason why we don't do steak at the end when it comes to the counting of it, because it's a hefsek. You're going to make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem kinyan melachol masher kadoshan b'mitzvah tzen al sviras ha'emer, and you're going to count 2 sviras. If today is 5, it's 5. Today is 6, it's 6. But maybe today really is 6. If today is really 6, so when you count it 5, you will mafsek between the bracha and the counting. So that's a much more basic reason why we do not count steak at the Yomah. The fact that was not the answer given was because it would result in a zul. nozzle in the yontif of Shavuos, it goes to show. V'loy amru mishuma hefzik bracha, and we didn't say mishum hefzik bracha. Mashma dima subeg. So that's obviously that's not an issue. That if you have a suffix, that's not a does not take away from the bracha. That's not constantly hefzik. Mashma dima subeg yivarech al shnayim. You can make a bracha on both days. V'yayin mishud shela shloimo shehir gam ki midiri bal hamor hanal. The mashma sheyochel lispar shnei sfiras misafik. If you do not know when the day is, you can count a double sfir. He disagrees. He paskins that you cannot do this because of the hefsek of the bracha. The fact that he paskins that it's also a hefsek indicates that he was not aware of the ran and the bal hamar, which seem to indicate that it's not called a hefsek for this for the second counting from the bracha. So b'halacha l'maaseh, he paskins that a person can indeed, if he does not know it's such a very rare situation, you can make a bracha and count both days al tonight. The ayin b'shud b'netzioin. The mishnah says b'mei asfira me'evil l'gvul. Now we go to complicated shot, crossing the international day line, going to the continents. Shemid the mishnah says b'mei asfira me'evil l'gvul haschalas hamizrach me'America le'Asia or l'Australia. She'oz nechsar lo. So you're going to lose yoy mechad. You're going to cross international day line yoy mechad. When you lose a day, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, now this, by the way, is a very complicated issue. There are many different opinions in this matter. I don't know the details. I know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a very big chiddush in this. I still remember about this issue, but of course, in the international dayline, about the Shita L'Chabad, they do something that's not typical of what everyone else does. Generally, when it comes, let me just give you the basic what?
That's typical.
Okay, but there's generally, just when we view basically, so when you're crossing the international day line, there are some mitzvahs that depend upon the environment. And there are some mitzvahs which depend upon you, your counting. For example, Bris Milah. Bris Milah, Bayoim Hashmini Yimol Besar Orloso. Bris Milah clearly depends upon your eighth day. If you cross, if you are born in one location, without going into any details, if you go live in one location, and you cross the day line, and now on the calendar, the baby is only 7 days old, on the calendar, because you've crossed, but physically he's 8 days old, you have the bris. That's the Yom HaMila, because Mila is your eighth day. Uveyoim Hashmini Yimol Besar Loso. There's no calendar. So normally, all the way around, let's say on the calendar it's 9 days, but it's the baby's eighth day. You don't go when it's the eighth calendar day when the baby has only been alive for seven periods of 24 hours. It depends upon the person. Bris Mila is a classic example of where you follow your personal mitzias. Shabbos, exactly, the Gavra, exactly. There's the Gavra and the Mokam. Not Gavra and Chefza, but Gavra versus Mokam. Shabbos. If you cross... What?
Because you go by sunrise of the place that you're at.
The place, you go by sunrise of the place that you're at, but it still has to be
your
eighth day. You follow your... You don't look at the calendar whatsoever. Let's say Shabbos. Shabbos is clearly relates to the Mokam. Even though it's only for you 6 days. And you cross an international dayline. Now, we're talking about... There are certain areas part of the world where there's a machlokes where the dayline is. We're not getting into that. That's a whole different issue. If there even is a dayline, who says there is a dayline? Where in halacha is there a dayline?
Maybe...
Right, there's a very... That we're not... We're going in a situation where we'll call hadith. That's also a question. If there's a halachic day, we're not dealing with that. But let's say l'chol hadeis, you've passed a place where whatever this, where you let's assume there is a dayline. Let's make that assumption for now. There is a halachic dayline, and you've passed that halachic dayline l'chol hadeis. But you have only experienced 6 days since last Shabbos. How in the world can you celebrate Shabbos? It's only been 6 days since your last Shabbos. Shabbos every seventh day. And here, the Eteretz says, Shabbos has nothing to do with you. Shabbos has to do with the Mokim. If this Mokim, in this location, this community, it's Shabbos. That's, so we have two different extremes. We have Bris Milah. It clearly relates to your personal time. Shabbos clearly relates to Shabbos is Bria Sa'olam. It's Bria to recognize that Hashem created the world. It's nothing to do with you. It's Hashem's world. It's Hashem's Makom. It relates to the Makom. Many other mitzvos are very debatable which category they fit under. Do they fit under your experience of time, or do they fit under the experience of time? No. The experience of time in that makom. I'll give you in that makom. So here, Svira Som is one. Like for example, Chanukah. Just throw one example. Chanukah. I lit 3 candles, and now I travel to a place where everyone else is lighting 5 candles. What happened to candle number 4? So what is Chanukah? Is Chanukah the makom? It's Persume Nisa. Nisa is for the makom, or Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisai. Is each person in the Bais Mahadran is Ner, every person you...
No, that wouldn't make a difference. As far as Ner Isha Besai, one candle is enough.
But now you're Mahadran, but now you want to be Mahadran. When you want to follow Mahadran, we do find Ner Ishu Beso with something that's private. Ner Ishu Beso, we have a principle that when it comes to Chanukah, it's your personal, every member of the family, it's something that's very personal. It's nothing to do with the Mokim. Persume Nisa clearly relates to the Mokim. And that is indeed why when it comes to Chanukah...
You're saying so when Ner Ishu Beso does not have a chiyuv of Persume Nisa?
Well, there's a conflict. Normally, there's two dinim in Chanukah. In Chanukah, that's exactly what's the yikar. In Chanukah, there's a din of Ner Yishu Beisai, which clearly means personal, and then there's a din of Persume Nisa. And normally, there's no conflict. But when you cross the international day line, you have the halachic international day line, you have a conflict. Because if you want to follow Ner Yishu Beisai, yesterday I lit 3, so today I have to light 4. If you want to follow Persume Nisa, I'm not lighting for myself. I'm lighting in order that the world should see the Mokum, the community should see. I have to participate in what the people do here. The people here, they're up to candle number 5. So I lost on a candle number 4. So indeed, when you have a mitzvah like this where there's a conflict, and many mitzvahs do have conflict, there's a machlokes apaiskim. You'll find a whole stack up, a whole list of places that tell you that when you go to a situation from 3 to 5, do in Rome, do like the Romans, you do 5, and you'll find a list of places that tell you that you only have done 3, so now you have to do 4. Not every mitzvah is clear cut. Bris Milah l'chol hadeis is clear cut. It's your personal 8th day. Shabbos l'chol hadeis clear cut. It's the day of the makom where you find yourself to be in, regardless of how many days have passed since you observe your last Shabbos. It can be 8, it can be 6. It doesn't matter. What are they observing here in this makom? What side of the world are they on? But other mitzvos are much more complex. Svira Sam, if I'm not mistaken, is the most complex. Is the most complex because of Svartim Lochem. Usfatim Lochem, which seems to indicate that it's your counting. You have to count every single day. But on the other hand, you're counting towards the goal of Shavuos. Shavuos is like a Shabbos. That's not totally in you, that's totally in the Yom Tov. So there's a major conflict. How do you deal with this conflict? If I'm not mistaken, that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, that you observe a different day, Shavuos. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that Shavuos depends on the counting of the Omer. I mean, after you bring the Omer, and he has a tremendous chish, and when you'll observe Shavuos, if you actually travel over the dateline in the middle of Svira, he has a very big chiddush halacha l'maisa when you should observe Shavuos. That's what sticks in my mind, because Shavuos is tied to your Svira, and Svira is personal, he holds, and Shavuos also becomes personal. It's not like other Shabbosos and Yom Tovim, which follows the Makom. Something along those lines. I have to go check out the details. But here he's just giving us just a tip to present over here this issue. What are you going to do when you go and you cross the dayline?
Don't travel between Pesach and Shavuos.
Don't travel. Easier said than done. When you have a significant other who tells you otherwise that we're going on vacation to Hawaii, then
Hawaii is a major problem.
Because that's nishtahi nishtaher.
Then according to some cheaters, it's one way.
Is it past the international deadline? Rabbi Chilnichol took it to Mishki or Chazoinish.
Years ago, there was Rabbi Reisman gave
the shiur. Yes, I was there. They gave out the map.
After the shiur, I told him.
Yeah.
You just ruined my Hawaiian vacation.
It's very complicated. Indeed, it's very complicated. Very, very complicated. What to do? Okay, let's go over here.
He spoke about it because he went often to Japan.
What?
You know, when I had him for Rebbe, he would go once a year for a few years. He was working for the government.
Who's that?
Rabbi Pendler.
Uh-huh.
He would go to Japan.
Yeah, Japan
once
is a shiloh.
Go. He was talking about a lot of people that fasted 2 days on Kippur.
Yeah.
He said during...
Pa Pachas, Pachas, and Kashir.
The people that went, no, Shanghai wasn't a problem. Japan was a problem.
Okay, so let's see. So Yom Echad, okay, let's see what the Yom Echad, Dina Kemosh Shachach, so if you go and you travel over the Yom Day, Dina Kemosh Shachach, so if you're going over the international day line and you miss a day, you counted yesterday 5. And now they're up to 7. Up to 7? What happened to day 6? Gone. Disappear the twilight zone. It disappeared. Day 6 is gone, so therefore you missed the bracha. Therefore you can't make a bracha anymore. No more bracha for you. You're finished. According to halacha ma'aseh, you pass and you miss a whole day, you can make a bracha. V'im noseh me'Asia, or in Australia to America.
Especially here, you didn't even say it without a bracha.
Exactly, right. That's exactly the point. The whole day just disappeared. The whole day, the whole day disappeared entirely. So you can't even make a bracha. You lost an entire day, and halacha l'maaseh we pass, you missed an entire day. You don't even say by day you can't make a bracha anymore. And what about the other way around, when you have to say it twice? Yesterday I counted 3. And now they're counting 3 again. How could that pass? What do you do in this case? The im yosei me Asia, or me Australia, America, the oz nitoisif lo yom echad, also lo lispa bracha. So count the sira again. Today's 3 days, but don't make a bracha. Don't make another bracha. Be a bracha levatala. Oyrapam the sira.
After that. Did they
no, so then you can think that according to that, obviously according to what he's telling over here, he's following the opinion. This is very kindly. He's only telling one side of one opinion. He holds that sphere is a mokoim related mitzvah. That's clearly what he's holding.
What I'm saying is,
yeah,
when they're counting the third day over, going from Australia to America,
yeah,
it's not a problem. You could continue with the bracha,
right? But
from America to Australia, you skipped.
Exactly, you can't make a bracha anymore. That's exactly what he said. He said, "That's it. You lost. You for the remainder of your sphere, you can no longer make a bracha. You've lost out on the bracha." According to this opinion, according to this man to Omar, who holds that sphere is a mokoim related mitzvah. Not everyone agrees to this. It's a mokoim. If you cross the international day line, yesterday was 3, and here it's 5. You are missing a day. Your count is incomplete. You can no longer make a bracha. You're done. You're finished. And if you go the other way around, you can continue. You can make a bracha. You can make a bracha just on the day that you repeat that particular day. You did not make a bracha because he holds it's mokom related. Again, be aware, not everyone agrees with this opinion. There are many poskim that hold that it's a personal counting, and a personal counting is you can continue making a bracha and you count different than everyone counts. They can be counting 5, I'm counting 4. They're counting
the last sphere you count,
and the last sphere on Shavuos. So that becomes, that's where the Lubavitcher Rebbe comes in, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe says something that I believe is shocking. Everyone is shocking that he holds that even Shavuos is going to be a different Shavuos. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, less mandapolig, everyone agrees that it's mokom related. We don't care if you only had 6 days or 8 days. You follow Shabbos. When you cross the day line, you follow whatever they do in the day line.
In that case,
but Shavuos is the difference.
Could Lubavitcher be the young guy on the first day?
Does he wear tefillin on that day? That's the shiloh.
Does he go and make
Did you wear a tefillin today? No. You don't get the joke, the Lubavitch.
I know.
You go to a Lubavitch on Chol HaMoed,
mm-hmm.
and you say, did you put on tefillin today? So you go to him on Okay, let's go further. So, also, lo lispa bebracha oida pa ma'asfir shastafa esma be'eit shohayim me'ever l'gvul ha'scholas ha'mizrach v'seif ha'marv de'hayim nichbal shaloi lo havi b'yom our arichta. The day that you doubled is like a yom arichta, or the day that you have to count twice. When you cross the day line in a way, you go out and you count it twice, but the second time you count, you don't make a bracha, but it's not going to be, then certainly it's not going to be a hefsik to continue counting with the bracha. The ayin mizel el hilcha shabbos sherachti binyin kav ha-tarich, he had discussed at great length the laws of the date line, the halachic day line. Okay, so he's just presenting one side of the equation. Now let's go to halacha gimel. Halacha gimel, la-shoyel mechaver bein ha-shmoshes. Oy achar kach kam you ask your friend after Bein Hashmoshes, what is today's sphira? So the one who responds must be super careful not to say the day, because then he no longer can make a bracha for that day. You have to say yesterday. Yom Alo, Esmol Hoya Kach Vikach. Yesterday was such and such. Shem Yom Alo, Kama Moinim Hayom, Einer Rishal Levarech Achar Kach Al Hasir. You're not going to be able to make the bracha any longer. Ois Dalit. Lechatchila, by the way, from yesterday, I just looked it up, we reviewed yesterday that the Minig Teiman, this is how they did the Teimanim, is the first, the shots would announce, Rabbeisai, yesterday was 9 days. okay, let's say they're counting 10 days. Today is 10 days. Let's look at it. We say, yesterday was 9 days. And then everyone together would make the bracha, not the shlech tzibur. This is how they did in Teiman. Everyone together would make with say, Baruch atah Hashem, Kedem Elohim, Asher, Kedoshan, V'mitzvah Yisrael, Al Sfiras Omer, Hayoyim Asar Yom Omer, Shem Shuechol, Shloish Yemim Omer, and then the shliach tzibur would do it. That was the minhag of Teiman. But it started with the shots announcing, yesterday was 9 days. And then everyone makes the bracha, and today is 10 days. And then the shliach tzibur makes the bracha, and he counts 10 days to finish off. Why? What's the lamnis? The lamnis, that was their minhag. What's the lamnis? Because if you make the bracha first, some people may be yotze with shomea ka'ayneh. They'll be yotze with shomea ka'ayneh, so then they can't say the bracha any longer. So it's preferred that people should make the bracha themselves, and then the shliach tzibur will follow up by making his bracha. That was their custom.
Yeah, but by the shomea ka'ayneh.
What?
When he is the olam making.
So that he has to be. It's better a shayla on one person than a shayla on ten people.
No. Trei
kol olam mishtamei. Trei kol olam, that's chovim, it is mishtamei. So Sviyas Omer Chaviv, I don't know. Okay,
he's
here, okay.
Next to his enemy.
Okay, let's see further. Halacha Dal, Lechatchila Kodim Yivarech, Lechatchila Kodim Yivarech, Tzorch Leida, this is important. Halacha, before you make the bracha, you should know what day it is. Some people have a tendency to do this, to make the bracha out of rote. What's today's day again? Then you have to think in your mind a couple of seconds. Well, what is, listen to someone else, that it's improper. You should know before you make the bracha, you should know exactly what day it is. L'chadchila kodim yivarech, yikodim yivarech, tzach leidam al ma'achu mevarech, tahayinu sheyeda kama yam hu besuyuch, v'diyevedim lo yadar pasach berech, b'diyev, if you make the bracha, al das sheyispar kimo sheyishma mechaber, gam kin yotz b'diyevedim, it's okay. L'chaynim berech, al das lispar arbo hayamim, let's say you had kava, I'm going, today is 4 days, and you make the bracha, and after you make the bracha, before you say hayam arbo hayam, you hear your neighbor say Hayam Chamisha Yamin. Oh, I made a mistake. It's okay. Even though you had the wrong kavana, it's still okay. Ulyacha Sheberach Niska Shetzach Lispar Chamisha. Sarve Chamisha Ve'ein Tzach Lavarich Shenis. You don't need to make him the bracha. V'chein Nimta B'Sfira. You made a mistake. Kum Kagoin Shahoy Tzach Lema Shisha Yamin V'Amar Chamisha Yamin. And then after you say 5 days, then right away Toich Kedei Dibro, you realize you counted the wrong day. In Niska Miyat Sefer Kuroi Ve'ein Tzach Lavarich Shenis. Aval Im Hifsik Kitzas. But if there's a slight delay, you 2 to 3 seconds. You have to make a new bracha. Halacha hey, b'chol yom tov.
We didn't learn halacha vav.
Halacha vav. Okay, good. I'm sorry. Let's go back to halacha vav. I'm sorry. Good. Halacha vav in the bottom. I didn't realize that. That's part of the previous halacha. Yachal lispa shor halelos b'bracha. We learned the previous halacha that if a person forgets to say, a person forgets to make a bracha, to count at night. But he counts by day, so we paskin, you can continue counting the remainder of Sfira with a bracha. Why? Sveik sveika. Number one, who says that you only that every single day is just one big mitzvah? Maybe every single day is an independent mitzvah, and even if it's one big mitzvah, who maybe we paskin like the Mando Omar, like the opinions that l'chatchila you can count by day. Whoever says you have to count at night, maybe you can count by day. The only exception I told you that some machmer, not according to all opinions, if you miss the first night. If you miss the first night of Sfira, even if you count Sfira by day, the first day of Pesach, the first and second day of Pesach, then there are opinions that hold you blew it. You no longer have Tamimos. Tamimos demands that at least the first night be counted at night. Should be a complete tamimis. So that's the subject of the but everyone knows halach lemais. But all the other days, the other 49 days, certainly the other 48 days, certainly you can count by day if you forget to count at night, and you can resume the following night, except of course the last night with a bracha. Now yachal lissar shachal lissar bracha ve'oine. Now what about rachman l'tzan a person who's an aninus, so he does not do any mitzvahs, so he's not able to count at night. The dina shapatu mitzvahs ayn besh lavram demhu oidin b'layla the hameis nikvar biyoy miyispal. So of course he counts by day after the kavura. He counts. Let's say Rachman al-Son Aninus extends all the way to the following night, so he missed the complete 24-hour period. So he passed in something very interesting, that an oinin should count without a bracha. An oinin is potter from mitzvahs, but he can count the svira without a bracha, so that he will be able the following days after the aninus, after the avid, after he'll be able to continue counting with the bracha. Because if he knows that the aninus is going to span an entire 25-hour period from the night before until the following night, so you can't make a bracha during the time of aninus, but you can at least count without a bracha, so you can now you don't lose out on counting svira for the remainder of the time. He disagrees. He holds that even if he did count, since he was in the matzav of aninus, what he counted does not count. The very big chiddush. Since he was, according to this opinion, since during that period of time he was in the state of aninus, he's aninus, so he's part of a mitzvah. So even if he counted, the counting is irrelevant. It's not considered that it's going to be mitzvah to the other 49 days, and he can no longer count with the bracha. That's his opinion. They were mekabel the opinion of the noide b'Yehuda lehalacha. The davka b'mei aninusa einu mevarich avol lahalah mevarich, like we said originally, that we do not pass like the Shari Tshuva. We don't pass, we pass even though it's machlekes ha'poskim, we accept the first opinion. The first opinion is that you can do it. It is okay. You can count during aninus without the bracha, and you can resume counting after the aninus the next day with a bracha. Okay, let's go to halacha hey. B'chol yom tov imchal lel rishon b'shabbos she'ein oimrim oz me'arvis ma'arvis.
That's the
Yom Yitzchak Ma'ariv.
That the real
Ashkenaz
say.
B'chol yom tov imchal lel rishon b'shabbos. So when the first night you don't say oz b'lel she'ini oimrim ha'ma'arvis. Okay, so these are the Yitzchaks. Milel Rishon Oimim Milel Shani Oimim Hamarovis Milel Rishon Chutz Mi Pesach Shafilu Chal Lel Rishon Bishabis Mikomokam Milel Shani Oimim Marovis Shaychlo Mibne Shemedabe Bixiras Oimim Shohoyo Bilel Zes. So the Yitzchaks that are said on the night of Pesach, which are normally, okay, we don't do this obviously, but normally are said, the only time you normally do not say Yitzchaks is when it's Lil Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So once you miss it, it's a Me'uvish She'eni Yacholiska. No, it's not a Me'uvish. Oh, but Pesach is the exception. No, he says that's the exception.
Pesach.
No, you
normally
said,
you would say the one that was for the first day Yom Tov on the second
day Yom Tov.
But by Pesach, you say the one for the second day Yom Tov because it talks about
Sfira. Okay. So one more time. B'chol, one more time. One more time. With halacha. B'chol Yom Tov imchal lel rishon b'shabbos she'ein oimrim oz ma'arovis. Oz b'lel she'ein oimrim ha'arovis m'lel rishon. So you just back. You have to go back to day number one. Chutz mipesach shafilu chal lel rishon b'shabbos mechamaka b'lel she'ein oimrim ha'arovis she'ech lelo. The second day, because there it says the nusach, the reference to the k'tziras oimrim. It's in yonu d'yoma. And yonu d'yoma, if it's proper to say the ma'arovis t'slicha is m'mnei shemidam b'k'tziras oimrim shachoyu b'lel zeh. Okay, good. Now we go to some laws of avelus. B'yimei ha'svira k'mesu talmidei Rabbi Akiva b'lag b'lamed gimel yoim. 33 days of the Svira, of the 49 days of Svira, 33 of those days the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. Ulchein diefon ehagin biyom elu k'tzas avelus. K'tzas. It's very interesting. Nusach sam avelus. For example, she'ein noisim noshim, we do not get married. Ve'ein mistab, we do not take haircuts. Ve'yesh chiluki minhagim b'mispar la'migimul yom elu. There are different minhagim when to observe the 33 days. So yesh mekamosh noigim she'choshim oisim mikalkulim yom rishim yom rishim desvira. We calculate the days from day one, which is the first day of the second day of Pesach. Ulchein diyefo oishim la'migimul ba'omer. Therefore, comes to an end on the 33rd. Now, technically, you would argue that means that even in lag ba'omer, you should not be allowed to get married and not be allowed to take care. And indeed, there are some such customs. There are such customs. You have to have a full 33 days ad the ad bichlal, and you don't do it. What? Mechaber. So in Echadami, some indeed do that. That's what it says over here. Ach, yeshachal rish chodesh ir b'shabes. However, there are, now obviously we're wearing makel. Mary was makel. The lag bomer, you can shave off the lag bomer itself. And here goes the big chodesh. That yeshachal rish chodesh ir b'shabes. So we have a double kedusha. Where Shchodesh Ir is b'Shabbos, the Yesh Bo Shtei Kedushos, Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Shrosh Chodesh, Oz Matirin Lisa, then a person can get married v'chein l'staper be'erev Shabbos. We only think about this taking a haircut, but you can get married as well. In ancient times, not so long ago, people not so long ago used to get married. They get married on Friday. Friday, really?
Friday.
You ever heard of a wedding recently? Recently, you heard of such a
Friday morning wedding.
Eric Israel,
a bit of a comeback.
That's correct.
First marriages. What?
I know somebody this past year.
We had a wedding. A
regular young guy.
Yeah, the Friday.
Friday afternoon.
Friday wedding.
Never heard this before.
Family in Muncie that they minigit.
Only
they
Friday.
Get married only Friday.
Can they say the reason why they used to get married Friday was because they save a meal?
Right.
Shabbos meal, they were poor, poverty.
Right.
So it's one meal. One meal.
Yeah.
No, but there are the Gemara talks in Ksubis not so long ago, 70 days ago. Ksubis talks about the bracha, right? The bracha. Bracha la'adam was Yom HaShishi. Right, there's a whole Indian that and then lechatchila an almana with this l'shaktu. There's an Indian of the bracha la'adam was Yom HaShishi. So b'zman hazeh we don't have shaktu. We don't have this whole concept. So in Echnan there will be ma'ilus. All right, whatever. U'v'yom la'migul b'yom er. So here v'chein l'stab be'er Shabbos. So therefore we halach la'mayin. So he's telling us very well. He's telling us that it's mutter. I remember. No, this is. I remember someone who used to be medayek in yeshiva when it was Rosh Chodesh, and you want to shave on Friday. Is it that you're allowed to? But it's a kula. So really, if you want to be very charedi, you should be machmir. Or no, lekavod Shabbos, you mechuyev to shave on Friday. That was always a dilemma, a debate. I don't have the shyness. I mean, what? Yeah, so some will tell you that the covet of Shabbos is not to shave. All those funny signs that tell you that if you shave, you over on every Yisr in the Torah, it's the worst thing to shave. I'm not talking about that. Okay. Let's go for the V'yoyim Lamed Gimel, but V'yoyim Lamed Gimel V'yoyim Er. Also. Yeah. Yes?
Every Friday,
we're in Forest Hills.
Even during the three weeks.
They didn't like the guys were comparing how long their beards were. And so they didn't like the attitude, so they said, you shave.
Every Friday.
They made them shave. They weren't not shaving for the wrong reason.
I'll register you.
Who is this?
My Rebbe in Tarvadash of Kahana. Rav Kahana was a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He was a very big Pesach, Paschim, major Shilas. He was a Rav many years. Some of you may have known him, Rav Kahana. So he told him, he had a shul, what?
An Avenue M,
he had a shul?
Yes.
He had a shul in Crown Heights originally, in Bell Harbor. And he had different shuls, and he was a Pesach. He told me that when he was a Bacher here in America, I was in America, he says, everyone, B'li Yoytzim in Akhlal, shaved on Friday, right, during Sfira. So it became a firm world now. Everyone now decided they're not going to shave the whole sefirah. It became a new thing. But he remembers clearly it was mutter to shave on Friday. Okay.
Happy you reminded me.
This year, not a problem.
It's ever
Rosh
Chodesh. This year,
which... Rosh Chodesh is Sunday.
It's not Monday.
So you shave
Friday.
Friday. No, if it's Shabbos, you shave Friday.
You can allow to shave on Friday this year?
I think so.
Shabbos Sunday?
Only when you have a double.
Okay, you have to know what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Kitzur says here, Shabbos together, only together. Uviyoyim Lamed Gimel Be'oimer, he says also, you also allowed to shave. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, not like the Mechaber, he's Mekel, you're allowed to shave on Lamed Gimel Be'oimer, is also V'chei Misham Eilich Matim Ibn Shabiyim Lamed Gimel Be'oimer, Poskim Melomus. On Lamed Gimel Be'oimer, they stopped. On Lamed, they died also. Nixiyim Kikula, they died for 33 days. They died also on Lagba, but on Yom Kippur they stopped. So after Lagba Omer, you're allowed to resume business as usual. And therefore, Marbe B'Ktzas Simcha, he adds this new idea that once the Lagba Omer is over, you're Marbe. You can increase in Simcha. V'Ein Omer B'Tachnan. That's the Rebbe Chishvi. don't say Tezatshu, that's not our custom, I don't think. You don't say Tachnun, it's not our custom.
No, we don't say Tachnun like Bainer.
What no, the ain afterwards. L'chein mar b'ktsas simcha. No, no, I'm sorry, you're right. No, no, it's only going like b'omer. I'm sorry, you're very wrong. U'v'yoyim l'amid g'im b'omer v'chein misham v'eilich matir m'bnei sh'v'yoyim l'amid g'im b'omer poskum l'amus. They stop dying and l'chein d'yifur mar b'on lag b'omer itself. On lag b'omer itself mar b'ktsas simcha v'ein oymer bo. On lag b'omer only you don't say tachman. V'yavshagam even though shegam bo bayom mesu mesu ktsas amrina nixas hayom gul, how could it be that on lag b'omer you lot of shave, how could it be lag b'omer you marbe ktsas simcha and you don't say tachlim, but they die. We have a tradition that talmidim they died for 33 days, which means according to this version of the tradition they died from the first second day Pesach through lag b'omer nixas hayom kikuloi. They died in the morning, so they just enough to observe Mitzvah Kukulo was enough. Well, therefore, Ein Lehisnel, what's the nafkamina of the night? What about the night of Lagbo, the night before Lagbo? Are you allowed to get married? So we're very makel. Halacha Lemaisa, we're very makel, you get married as well, but he says over here, but taking a haircut, even though going music, I think the prevalent custom is music and weddings is mutter at night, but haircuts is not mutter until the following morning. That's the prevalent minuk. Well, therefore, Ein Lehisnel, you're not allowed to get take a haircut. At least, so he says over here, getting married. Again, this with the Kitchuch Narach, but getting married as well. Oh, Lisa. Ad la acha sheheir hayoim v'loy me'erev af keshachal lag bo'imer b'yoim rishon on Sunday. Then mistaprim be'erev Shabbos shelchvanav lechvoid haShabbos. When the Shabbos, like when it's Sunday, then you like to get a haircut on Friday lechvoid Shabbos. Okay, so this is the basic gist of halach.
Is it because we don't know which 33 days?
We don't know. We definitely don't know which 33 days. We don't know. There are different traditions. We have a tradition that they died 33 days.
I think we know which 33.
We do know.
We don't know
how we observe the 30 days, but we do know when the 33 days are. I think that's also subject
was all the day. They didn't die on Shabbos, and didn't die on Lag B'Omer, and didn't die.
That's subject to debate. That's not so simple. Not everyone agrees to that. I think that's also part of the big mystery.
So if we know which 33 days,
we don't really know. I don't think we really know. I think the common understanding is we don't really know. We have a tradition that 33 days in between Pesach and Shavuos Talmidim died. So he's saying that they died. Rabbi Chaim is saying that they died. They all 33 days except for Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. You can make a calculation when you take away the Shloishes in Hagbalah, the 3 days, and Rosh Chodesh, and the Shabbosos, you're going to have exactly 33 days. But when we observe the morning, we don't have to observe it exactly as it happens. We can be lenient. It's only an observance. It's only a minute to commemorate.
So it shouldn't be Lag B'Omer, it should be Lamed Daled.
Exactly. We said that. Exactly. In Echnam, according to Sfardim, the Mechaber says on Lag B'Omer, there are people who do not take haircuts and get married and listen to music on Lag B'Omer. They take a very strict interpretation of the 33 days of observance. But the kids are Shulchan Aruch is telling us to be lenient and saying the 33rd day itself, you can apply the principle of Niksas Hayoyim Kikulo. Just like the seventh day of Shiva, you only observe in the morning for a few minutes and then it's over. Lag B'Omer, also just observe the Avelis a little bit in the morning of Lag B'Omer for a few minutes and the rest of the day is Mutter. L'may Nafkamina, the night before, all the restrictions apply. The night before it says you're not allowed to get married, you're not allowed to take a haircut. But halacha l'maisa among us, we're even more maker. We even get married the night of Lag B'Omer. The kids of Shulchan Aruch is telling us to be machmer not to get married the night of Lag B'Omer. Because the night of Lag B'Omer, it's still part of the Avelis, the observance, and you don't say mixing and kula until you come to the following morning. So let's see over here, always sign on the bottom. Shei Naitzim Nashim, you don't get married. Ayin B'zeh, Mizeh B'ver Heitev. Hevi Shtei Deos. Yesh Lahati B'mokam Mitzvah Shashas Atchak. If you're allowed to get married, B'shas Atchak. Let's say it's a difficult situation. You want to save the shidduch. The shidduch is on the rocks. You want to seal the deal. You want to make sure they get married. The kosav the Mishnah Berurah Shagam Shasham Shekvar Poshla Minig Lahachmir, no exceptions. The minig is to be machmir. The Veshud Zer Emes Kasam Tama Machmir Mishum the Loy Mismane Milsa. It's not a good simon. You don't want to have a bad sign. It's a very big thing when it comes to getting married. A lot of spooky stuff. You don't want to have start with a bad simon to get married during a time when it's not an auspicious time to get married. V'chein kasa b'shut shavus Yaakov. Da zivugim loy oyle yofe. Okay, spooky stuff. Zivugim loy oyle yofe. Some don't get married at the end of the month. The last 15 days of the month, there is such a custom not to get married.
Yeah,
some say it's
the moon
gets smaller, you're not allowed to. So some people are so against that. They say it's superstitious. There are people that are fuming mad at that chumrah of not getting married towards the end of the month. But there are definitely some that adhere to this custom. The catering hall's a book, don't worry.
More because there's a bigger chance that she'll be a nida.
Ah, that's another issue. Calculation of when she'll be a nida. Well, it all depends. And also, you can't get a hall. It's very today it's all about money. It becomes very practical. I know people that got married and basically all of that stuff goes out the window because they're limited to the budget. Which hall they're not going to go get married in the Waldorf. They're going to get married locally in the cheaper halls, and there's about two or three halls that are within budget price range, and they only have certain dates. And that's it. So that's it. You got to settle on a date. Oh, Rosh Chodesh. And what about
even if the second half of the month they're only make it down to Chav Beis?
Right, right. All these coolest. So a lot of these things don't. When it comes to the Ayin. Yeah, not to get married past the 15th day of the month.
Yeah.
There's such a minute. All these things.
You get married.
Voodoo religion.
Don't. If you're not machmir with these things, they're not machmir with you. This is a Hasidic sefer. Brown. It's a lot of Hasidic stuff in this sefer. Hasidic flavor.
Rav Brown used to say, it's a shame that Rav Yehuda Chassid didn't give the Aseres HaDibros.
Then we would have listened to them. We would have followed the Aseres HaDibros. Very good.
Ayin
b'shut im
yosha.
The ayin b'shut im yosha. The av shonu noisim be shasat chagam lechachatzi achodesh. Ve'ein makpidim al mashakos v'ramo. Shalasos nesun rak b'milah elvanu when the month is in its fullness, the first 15 days. Afiluachi lo dami zeli me'asvira. This is not the same thing. When it comes to svira, there's a very big hakpada. That's what he said. He says we're very make when it comes to other things, but now in Stakach, you don't see people getting married. You don't hear such things. Now between Pesach and Rosh Chodesh, it's unheard of. You have a wedding now?
Between now and Rosh Chodesh,
You don't hear. All the halls they schedule the construction renovations. They paint. All the halls, all their renovations are done during
and the dinners.
A sudas mitzvah? Shul dinners.
To make a siyum, whatever.
Because no one has an excuse, I can't come because I have a wedding. There's no weddings at this time.
Population explosion.
You can't get a hall. You can't do this. You can't do that. Yeah.
Is to have it to keep it the first 33 days.
No, either way. Rabbi Levine.
Yeah.
Going back 50 or more years.
Yeah.
I remember
when there were so-called kosher caterers. There weren't any weddings. The whole svira.
Right.
From beginning to end.
Except for like Baima.
Okay.
Except for like Baima.
Okay.
No, even after the whole svira.
Okay, but obviously times have changed because of circumstances. Okay, let's go further. Okay, you can go.
Even if
it's not your minhag, 100%. If it's not, if you are invited to a wedding, you can go. No, you don't have to be mashlim. You just can't shave. You cannot shave. If you don't shave during svira, Okay, if you're in a position where you don't shave during Sriya and you're invited to go to a wedding, it's, you can go to the wedding, you can participate, you can eat, you can dance, you can fully, but you're not allowed to shave.
Enjoy yourself.
You're not allowed to shave, and you don't need to be mashlim.
No, there's a minig, Chabad doesn't shave all Sriya.
They don't shave the whole year round.
No, I'm saying they don't take haircuts all Sriya. Haircuts or...
They don't take
haircuts. Who shave?
Okay. One more halacha at a time. The ain mistap, no haircuts. The ayin bishud zer emes ta'avelim shamalu lachem yimei avelis b'sochim yoyim b'soy oymer. Bein roish chodesh lag boimer b'yoymer mutam l'stap da'avei kit takfuhu avelov. An ovel that finishes avelos and he has very long hair. Now normally, no avelos, it's not enough. Everyone, the halacha, it's not enough. You have to have someone has to tell you that you look Goriboy, you have to shout at you that you look disheveled, and if they don't say anything, you have to wait three months.
Except that nowadays I think Rav Salvechik held 30 days
is the max. Gyra. That's automatically. You don't have to wait. Gyra. So yeah. So Yavi. Okay. So that's. So here we have an Avel. 30 days have come to an end, and let's say 3 months have come to an Lachol Hadeis, and everyone is shouting at him that you look like, who knows what? It's time to get a haircut, but it's the middle of Avel. It's the middle of Sfira. It's after Rosh Chodesh, and in between Rosh Chodesh and Lag Boimer. So what are you going to do? So Boimer Mutarim the Palach is its Mutar. Mutadim lihistaper dehavi kitokfuhu aveilov. Person is overcome multiple sessions of aveilus tahalach is kamoshahetim behabacha behamogin avram laavel shnishmu hashloishim bebein hametzom during the 3 weeks. The after el yirabo chilik alzeh halacha kedivri hamekel beavel. The culture came zeshu rak mitzad ha minog. That's a very important halacha. That the avelus during sfira is more lenient than the avelus during the 3 weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a very important halacha. A lot of things, for example, there's certain things you want to learn. It's very hard to find the halacha. Someone asked me different shots about sewing and about. So I don't have any really good swarm for avelus during sfira. But I have a lot of good stuff for the 3 weeks.
Right.
So I went there, and it said there all of these coolness, all of these leniencies that apply for the 3 weeks. So they apply for the 3 weeks. Al achas kama v'kama, they apply for svira.
Right, not applicable.
So the rules of Avelus are much more lenient during the Sfira than they are during the 3 weeks. Okay, last paragraph. Ayin,
John once told me personally. He said, my wife lost her father, and he said you should know that Hilchos Avelus is all minhagim. Yeah. And for that reason, halacha could be
Hamekel.
So he says, not only that,
Usually
you have to go find one place that you always go to.
Here you can shop around.
Here you can shop around.
Okay, very good. Very good. The ayin oyt shom bezer emes the herich binyan isur estapus b'mei oimer im nispashet zebuchol amukamos mitzadeh, is really accepted. Was it really accepted that you're not allowed to shave during, take haircuts during Sfira? Not necessarily. There are many leniencies. Anyone that has a doctor, a lawyer, so a professional, you have to look your best. Yeah. Even a teacher in college, you have to look your best. It's what is expected of you. Mitzadi lahati b'mokam hafsid oy shetzorich lelch lefnei asodim ayin sham. V'ayim ha-shakosa b'shut chasam sev b'inyin hafsid momen. When it comes to loss of money, you can make, we will stop over here. I'll take a very short break and we'll do some more, continue from where we left off yesterday.